people who fell under here.
Pardon me? What, please?
Governance Committee. We're taking nominations for the PND Governance Committee. There are two seats available.
I nominate Lauren.
Okay. I second.
You don't need to nominate.
Wait a second. Nominate Lauren.
There are two seats available. Is there another nomination?
I'm sorry.
This is for the Pacific and National Board Governance Committee.
I'd like to nominate John Wenger.
Yeah, I'd like to serve on that.
I'll second.
Are there any further nominations? If there is no objection from the body, may I get consent of the body to suspend the rule regarding balloting?
Yes.
So
moved.
Point of information, since there's no contest, there's not more than two seats, and two people who want to do it.
That's
you don't have to suspend with balloting.
But we can't remove the right for a member to write down a nomination.
Correct. That's why I move that we do as you suggest, suspend the rule.
I second that.
Suspend the rule.
Motion carries without objection. We move to.
I declare the winners.
John Wenger, Dr. Wenger, and Lawrence Reyes. You see the members of the governance committee.
They're LSB members of the PND committee.
Right. Did I say?
Yes.
Yeah, you said
LSB members of the PND committee. Thank you.
And now we're at audit, correct?
We are at audit. There are two seats for elected. Are there any nominations?
No, I just want a point of information. I just want to read what it says in the bylaws about the audit committee. An audit committee which shall oversee the annual audit of the foundation. Well, it shall not include finance committee members, period. That's all the audit committee does.
That's expressed by... No, but it was not a standard.
That is the definition of...
Right. Moving forward, Brenda?
I nominate Lauren.
I nominate Fred Blair.
Thank you.
Any further nominations? Michael?
I'll second them both if you need second.
I'm going to second. I nominate Fred Glender. As we are currently serving, I think we will.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Yeah, I know. You want to make that provisional on him accepting?
So we'll do a ballot.
Ken? I want to speak to one of the nominees. Last year, Fred Blair was on the audit committee and he was elected chair. And to my recollection or anything I've heard from anybody, it was one of the most successful audit committees in recent history. And that they interviewed various candidates for audit and selected one well in advance of what's been our past experience. So he was very effective on that committee and as chair of that committee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Are there any further nominations?
Yes, we're doing a good job.
Without creating a bias in the future from this meeting, we'll go ahead without distinctions or nominations. Mm-hmm. If that's all right with the members?
Please.
Okay, thank you. We'll go ahead and.
This is for audit, right?
Yes, for audit.
And we have three nominees.
The nominees are Fred Klender, Fred Blair, and Lawrence Reyes.
We always use this to be.
Your first place, your second place, and your third place by name.
And by number?
And by number?
Because these ballots do not have numbers, if you do not put a number next to a name, I will assume that you are ranking them top to bottom in order.
Since there are two Freds on the ballot, let's not forget the last name on the
Fred Blair and Fred Thunder.
Oh, thank you.
Please hold your ballots up for question.
Oh,
can you be done?
Yeah, I got you. You gave me two.
And your question to Terry serving as well.
Good.
Thank you, Terry.
Where are you going?
Counting the ballot. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Ms. Secretary, 18 ballots, correct? Tallying the ballots. First round. Fred Blair. Lawrence Reyes. Fred Quinder. Fred Blair. Lawrence Reyes. Fred Quinder. Next. Lawrence Reyes. Fred Quinder. Lawrence Reyes. Fred Blair. Fred Quinder. Fred Quinder. Fred Blair. Fred Blair. Fred Blair. Fred Blair. Fred Blair. Fred Blair. Fred Blair has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 votes. Lawrence Reyes has 1, 2, 3, 4 votes. Fred Quinder has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 votes. And actually, I have to distribute an excess before eliminating a candidate, so I have to figure out the threshold. So the threshold is the number of votes
Okay, so how many votes were there?
18.
So divide that by 3.
6.
That's 6. So, if the threshold was 6, we could elect 3 people. We cannot elect 3 people, therefore the threshold is 7. If I'm... Oh, Fred Blair is here. Am I right? Right. Okay. So, and I said there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Fred Blair, so there's an excess of 2. There's not an excess on Reyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there's not an excess on Clinton. So, having 2 the threshold, Fred Blair is elected to the committee with an excess of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So each of these is 1 ninth of a vote.
That's correct. Yeah.
Point of information, Jerry, is there a number 2 designated?
There will be. When the tally's through. There's no alternate, but there's 2 people being elected here. So, there being no second candidate on this ballot, the ballot is exhausted. On this ballot, the second candidate is Lawrence Reyes, so he gets another 1/9 vote. So all the excess votes have been distributed. Lawrence Reyes, at the end of the count, has 4 1/9 votes. Fred Quander, 1, 2, 3, 4, has 5 votes.
Great question.
Only one of the 9 had an additional?
Yes. The other one had only 1 name listed, so it is now exhausted. Right.
The other one was the other 8.
Good point.
The fraction applies to any...
It does.
Every single vote that Red got.
Right. Well, right.
So every one of those votes needs to look at further to see if they have a second choice. If they don't have a second choice, they're exhausted. If they do have a second choice, it goes 1/9 to...
Well, I can only pull 2 1/9.
Actually, Jared. Yeah. Each vote is actually 2 9s because there's 2 votes to be distributed.
Right. Okay. So each of the votes staying or leaving is worth 2 9s. So let's go through Fred Blair again.
So that's 2 9s, right?
Yeah. I like to withdraw my name.
Because we know what's going to happen. It's just going to take a while to get there.
I'm not clear on this.
Fred, you can help. So there are four ballots that are only for the candidate, and there are 3 ballots that have a second ranking.
6 9.
Well, wait a minute.
So, yeah, each of those second choices gets 2 9s in a row.
But, Gary,
why do I pull these and not any of those?
4 and 3 add up to 7. Did he get 9 votes? He got 9 votes, so then you should be looking at 9 votes. All 9 of those votes should then be fractionalized.
Yes.
And if he can, if there's a second vote,
7 votes elected him. The other 2 votes get divided among the second 2.
No, that's not how it's talking. The other 2, it's every single one of those.
Two of his votes get divided among all the second choice never on any of the ballots.
Oh my God.
No, that's wrong.
No.
Every single one of Fred's votes gets divided by the fraction.
Right.
The point here is that there's no second ranking on the ballots for me. You can't distribute them. They're exhausted votes.
Then your ballot, we get 2 9s from the vote.
Yeah, but if there's only 3 ballots there that have a second ranking, only those 3 ballots, which each one constitutes 2 9s of a vote, can be distributed.
Right. Correct.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Each second choice on there gets 2 9s of a vote.
Right.
That's all.
The ones that don't have a second ranking.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Right. So now you're saying it correctly. You said something else before.
Whatever. But we'd all agree with that.
Yeah.
Any second choice on the ballot.
Well, it regardless, he doesn't have one full vote, correct?
Yeah. Actually, let me put it a different way. Each of the votes, each of the nine votes for
the gentleman.
No, that would end up with one vote. Was
for all gaming and education and FTV voting.
Here, what's the question? I think they can help.
Okay. Well, I could. Okay. Of the excess distributed, right? Of the excess, two ninths of the excess will go to Lawrence. One ninth of the excess will go to Fred, and seven ninths. And the rest of the excess is discarded.
Correct.
So the excess is three.
Yeah.
So this is one ninth of three votes.
There's a Snallow psychic store down the block.
Yeah. Well, there's also the Palm Beach thing.
And this is two nights for three bucks.
This is okay, right? This is advertisement for FTV voting.
So, one third vote goes to Fred Klunder, and two thirds vote goes to Lawrence Ray.
Doesn't anyone have a computer on which this could be done?
No, it doesn't.
I know.
Two nights of three.
There's too many different programs to count this.
So I am actually distributing. There were three excess votes, but I'm only able to distribute one vote. And so two thirds of that vote goes to Lawrence, and one third goes to Fred.
Each of the nine people who voted for Fred Blair only have a single vote.
That's correct.
No.
Okay, so seven ninths, they have an excess. Each vote has how much of an excess?
Two ninths.
Two ninths?
Yeah, because.
Okay, so each vote that got another choice stands for two ninths.
Above the excess.
Just two nights in a vote. Two nights.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got two votes for Lawrence, that's four nights. And one night for, or two nights for Fred, that's two nights.
And so how many nights is that? That leaves Fred Klunder with more votes than Lawrence Reyes.
That's right.
Lawrence Reyes, having the fewest number of votes, is eliminated. Fred Klunder is the second member on the committee.
Regardless of the count, we know the range.
Point of information, just for everybody else's identification, should Fred Klunder, who's not present tonight, refuse to accept the results, does Lawrence become a member of the audit committee?
Yeah.
He's a nominee.
He's a runner-up?
Yes.
Typically, there's no runner-up unless the body has decided before the election. But the body can decide that now.
Yeah, let's do that.
But it doesn't happen unless you decide.
All those in favor of Lauren being the runner-up for the audit committee for Fred Klunder? Please raise your hand.
You can't vote, Ted.
If he should ask us any objections,
I'm going to vote.
I could send that to Lauren Frey if the chair runner-up.
Yeah. I abstain, though.
John's got to record the vote, so you got to give him numbers. So you got to go.
Can you raise your hand one more time, please?
Yes.
Others who oppose? Abstention?
Three abstentions.
What was this on the matter of?
It's on the matter of
whether or not if Fred Klender
declines the nomination, the body accepts the Warren Day, the motion carries.
Yeah.
And I declare Fred Blair and Fred Klender members of the C&D Audit Committee. Congratulations. I'd like to address the public. If the public would like to use their 7.5 minutes of public comment before any of these committee elections, please indicate so.
I don't think we have public comment right now.
What do you want to do?
There's other public comments as well. I just wanted to put that out there that during the election.
You're just moving it up till now.
Okay.
Well, no, it's a sign.
Well, who moves?
No, it's designated for the TV, for the election. It's just a question of where. Public comment. It does have to be moved up.
We'll take public comment at this time.
Good.
For 7.5 minutes.
Do we have a microphone?
Thank you,
The time begins. Okay. Hi, I'm Bella DeSoto, and I have a petition to remove the current management team at KPFK, each and every one of you. Got a copy, has been published on change.org, and there are many reasons for it. And the recent election cycle has been a debacle. And I have not heard one person in the last board meeting, nor this one, to really specifically hone in on what a debacle and how much it has cost us locally and nationwide. And beyond that, the manipulation of everything that has been going on in KPFK, and then to make matters worse, versus task force, versus program committee, and then now, to make matters worse, the current interim program director has a say-so in who participates in those committees. This is just outrageous that people like me would never be allowed to participate in my station's programming committee or standing committee. And I am in full rejection of this.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
A couple of things, and I'm not going to be able to say the next couple of comments, so I'm going to combine several things. First, when the Archives Committee was changed with Task Force, it was the first committee that was changed with Task Force. And the understanding was that other people could join, not just the LSD members. So I don't know how the Task Forces are being defined, but the notion was to expand these and try and get work done, not to constrain it. Number one. Number two, I would like to know how our P&D delegates voted with regard to this motion for this program council. I think it is an outrage. It is, program oversight committee was basically ignored for the past, I'd say, 4 years for sure.
More.
Possibly more. This notion that basically what this amounts to is a complete control by the LSB is what this new thing amounts to. How listeners, there's going to be no listener election by listeners. Again, it's the LSB who's going to choose those people. And finally, this probably has been discussed. I haven't been in a meeting for a while. I am very disturbed, as we all are, that we never keep caucus.
that we never achieve quorum. One of the things that has concerned many of us for years and years and years is there's no effort to find out and try and talk to the fallen away members of KPFK. We get new members who basically join because they want these crappy premiums, not because they care about the station. What about people who over the years have fallen away? Many of us have volunteered to call these people. There's never been any follow-up. It goes back to Dave Adelson raising this years ago.
Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you.
Well, since we're on the elections, I'll chime in. I don't know how many of you have seen the report of the National Election Supervisor. Have any of you seen that? Read? One or two. Anyhow, Terry of Regis. I just read a few sections of it. The election process at Pacifica is deeply flawed, and with resources available, nearly impossible to conduct optimally. That being said, however, these elections were fair, and the results were certified as official and final. The purpose of this report is not to rehash everything that went on in these elections, but rather to pass on key information that will allow the organization to learn over time and allow future election supervisors to do a better job than was done in 2012. And I may comment on his saying, in every past election we've done reports with all kinds of interesting and useful suggestions, forgotten, ignored, unread. And then the other section I want to read now in the limited time I have, he says, almost everybody agrees that the elections at Pacifica are too costly, time-consuming, factionalized, and factionalizing. They interfere with listeners' preferred programming, are exceedingly difficult for staff to administer well, and the proportional voting method, STV, can generate LSDs that fairly reflect, that's a mistake that he says, they said that fairly reflects the diversity of the members, oh yes, but only if most members take the time to learn about the huge number of candidates and actually cast their ballot. This has never been the case, and short, Pacifica is not well served for this election process. And he goes on in some detail to propose another idea, the idea of sortition, like a la ancient Athens, where everybody has an equal chance by a random selection to serve on it. In detail, it goes into that. Just one idea.
Thank you, Jim.
Here.
Any further public comment? Thank you. We'll continue with our election.
For the election.
Will you see a state nomination?
I have a correct count. He needs the prayer.
Oh, there's a correct count for the audit committee.
Yeah, at the end of the tally, Fred Blair had 7 votes. Fred Klunder had 5 2/9 votes. Lawrence Reyes had 4 4/9 votes when he was eliminated.
Good, thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Nomination for the election committee, Lawrence?
Yes. No, I don't want to nominate. I really want to say something about the election. So, I just want to put this point on notice that you really need to do something about this election. It's ridiculous. Some people got the National Election Supervisor's report. No, you know, I didn't get it. It was, I'm sure it wasn't forwarded to the local station board. It wasn't posted on the website. It's ridiculous for us to spend listeners' money and not be able to be accountable to them.
How can we get that report? I want one too.
So I'm not certain. I simply ask
them. When Terry met with the elections committee a week ago, it was because it's not complete because he was still waiting for a couple of the local election supervisors to include in the final. So that's why it hasn't been. Terry's still meeting with us. No longer for salary or anything. And so he's willing to meet with us whenever we need his input, which we much appreciate. But that was the meeting, and there'll be an upcoming meeting, so hopefully that report, as soon as it's complete, it should be immediately. Then we'll send it out.
I have the agenda.
Point of information. Didn't Michael Milnick send out that report to the LSC?
I thought I sent it out to the LSC, but if I actually elected to do it, I'll be happy to do it. Or if I did it, I'll do it again.
We'll take nominations for the election.
Local election supervisors report.
There is, as a designated meeting, we do not have the local election supervisors in the court yet.
I nominate Fred Blair.
For election?
P&B elections. Are three seats available? Are there any further nominations? If there is no objection, may I get the consent of the body to suspend the rule regarding validity?
So moved.
Seconded. I declare Fred Blair and Michael Novick members of the P&B election committee.
Yes, I
guess. Nomination.
Oh.
Thank you. We move to the next election, which is the director member for the Committee of Inclusion. There is one seat. Margie?
I'd like to nominate Ariana Gladney.
Yeah, no, this is a director member.
Oh.
It has to be among the directors.
Yeah, the director.
Oh, among the directors. I'd like to nominate Michael Mullen.
Wait, no, is this something that
Take a look at your agenda. There's a director member, and then there's three LSB members.
Only members of LSB that are P&B members are nominated to be the Committee of Inclusion
Director.
John Crenshaw and Brenda Medina and Summer Reed.
And so far we've had an nomination from Lydia Brazil.
So just for clarification purposes, in section 4 of article 8, the committees of inclusion, it states that these committees of inclusion shall include one director and three LSB members from each radio station who shall be elected by their respective LSBs. So it's one PMB director and three local stations.
Elected director member.
And so far there's one nomination for that one spot.
Okay. So if there is no objection, may I get the consent of the body to suspend the rule regarding validating?
So moved.
Point of information. I'm not hearing clearly who was nominated.
Lydia was nominated.
Okay.
And Stan is the only nomination.
That's fine. I don't object to that. However, I think it's my interpretation of that sentence is that the LSB elects the three LSB members. That's my understanding of that grammar. Not the director.
And that's next
the director member.
That's our next election.
I understand. I'm just saying what Brenda just read indicates to me that the LSB elects the three LSB members, but not elect the director.
The motion carries.
Good.
I declare Lydia Brazil the elected member. The director member for the committee of inclusion, and now we'll take nominations for the LSB member for the committee of inclusion. Are there any other nominations? As there are three seats available, if there is no objection, may I get the consent of the body to suspend the rule regarding ballot?
So moved.
Motion carries. I declare Rodrigo,
Arrieta,
Ariana, Abby, and C. Pride, LSB members of the Committee of Inclusion. And now we will elect two members for the programming.
I nominate.
Any further nominations? Michael?
I nominate Lawrence Reyes.
Speak up, please.
I nominate Lawrence Reyes.
For what?
For the programming task force. Please pay attention to the agenda as the chair has moved it. There are two, as we said at the beginning, the PMB apparently wants it to make it the equivalent of a committee, even though it's no longer a standing committee, and says that the LSB should pick two LSB members.
Oh, he doesn't want to say that here.
It needs to be a task force.
The
description has gone for the
The most significant thing that the PMB program committee has ever done was passed and been adopted by the PMB in national programming policy for the Family Foundation.
Okay, I nominate Steve Price.
Oh, second it.
Who else is nominated?
So my understanding, the bylaw change was made to call it a task force. The PNB voted to direct the LSB to elect two members, but it's still a task force. So presumably that means that non-LSB members can serve on it at the will of the task force once it's constituted. That's my understanding of task force, according to what Sharon has said about the first one, the archive task force. So if there are people who want to be on the task force, they should apply to the task force once it's constituted to see if they can become members.
Point of information, I don't think we can make that determination. I think it'll need to be clarified somewhere else.
Sure, but I'm saying if you're interested, apply to the task force, and then the task force.
Does anyone have a ballot?
Well, it's not a task force anymore.
Yes, it was a committee that became a task force in the bylaw change that was adopted after
it became a task force. Whatever, I don't care. We don't have a ballot when it's ready.
Did somebody leave?
Yeah, Crumshaw is out of the room.
Oh, okay.
Where'd he go?
Gone.
Well, I'll hold your ballot. Kim's out.
Did you hand out a vote to
You may want to announce nominee. Do you know the nominees, John?
Steve Pride, Uncane, and
Lawrence Reyes. No.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Can you notice one, two, three?
Are we electing two or three?
Two. Three nominations.
You have more than one vote for the
number of
referendum order, and we're
electing
two.
Can you announce the nominees again? The nominees are Antine Antrim, Lawrence Reyes, and
Steve Pye. Yeah, it's a typical SPV. You got one vote and you put it down in preference voters for one, two, or three people. And simply get it like
that. Following this last vote, we'll have the general manager.
You want to print it out?
That's okay. I crossed off. It's probably behind the value tag. And this is the president.
Okay.
Oh,
one more ballot over here.
Counting ballots. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 ballots, 2 seats, threshold is 7. Lawrence Reyes, Steve Pride, Lawrence Reyes, Lawrence Reyes, Ankeny, AA, Ankeny, yes, okay, Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes. Steve Pride. Steve Pride. Steve Pride. Steve Pride. Steve Pride. Steve Pride. Ankeny. Lawrence Reyes has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 votes. Steve Pride has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 votes. Ankeny has 2 votes. Lawrence Reyes, having met threshold, is elected. Steve Pride, having met threshold, is elected. There being no more seats, Ankeny is illuminated.
Don't make it to
go. No. Sorry.
We're going to argue about that.
Lauren Grace and Steve Pride, members of the programming. We'll move on to the next agenda item. Report of the gentleman.
I don't know if anybody wants me to use the microphone. I'm happy to.
Oh, yeah. And I'll be brief because, like so many of the voters from the second to last piece of the election, I'm exhausted. I will just briefly go through the managers over here and the general points through. You will be no doubt aware now that KPFK is broadcasting a full license power of 120,000 watts from now on to 20 for some time. I just want, before I go ahead, respond to Ken's point about the election. And Ken, it is my belief, Ken, it is my firm belief that the staff quorum was met at that last election. I think there was a complete oversight on the company that was responsible for counting those votes. On the last day, I know there were 4 staff votes required to meet quorum. I know that Sol Watson sent 6 to the national office, to that office in New York, and I know that they say they didn't receive them. So I mean, all I can say is that, in my opinion, and an educated opinion, is that staff quorum was met, but I think there has been a complete failure in some parts of this chain that has led to that quorum not being recognized. It's hard to my belief.
Well, just as a fact, so hold it a
minute.
Anyway, moving right along, the transmitters are on Facebook. The photographs there in the report, for those of you who haven't, show the
existing motel that we've had for the last year sitting on the left side of the rack, the new one is sitting on the right side of the rack. Combine those two 20 kilowatt transmitters, give us a signal of 110,000 watts from our antenna, and that has been operating reliably for the best part of 2 weeks. We have no reason to expect it will fail. So hopefully we will be able to maintain that power for some time to come. The LSC election ballots were sent out with a donation slip and with a very short survey. I've attached to the report that's gone to members the results of that survey. In terms of quorum, it's interesting because a number of the survey forms that came back were annotated. There were the best part of 1,200 of those survey forms returned to us at KPFK. So, I mean, that's a significant number out of the people who returned them. A number of those, not a huge number, but enough for me to sit up and take notice, were annotated with messages such as, it would have been nice to get a ballot of this survey. Again, this raises questions to do with how things were handled at the New York office that handled this election. I think that's something that needs to be gone into significantly before we proceed with the next one. However, I've graphically illustrated what those results were just with respect to what people wanted in terms of the same or more or less of the key programming types that we offer. And I've also included, and I thought long and hard about including this, but it's, you know, it's information that you should all know, a list of comments. More than 200 people annotated those ballots unsolicited, just with things that they wanted to say, things that they wanted to get off their chest, and I've listed all of them in the attachment that went out with the graph that was sent to me yesterday. By the way, if anybody wants to see the manager's report and hasn't seen it, please just leave an email address for me and I'll send it to you. I'm happy to do that. Just a couple of things that we've done in the last month that have resulted in some further income. One of them, an evening at the Muncher Theatre that Maggie Lafitte organised, a KPFK evening with the Janet Joplin story featuring Sophie D. Hawkins, that netted us a small amount, but an amount nonetheless of $600. I'm concerned, as I note here, that some of the agreements that were made as part of the negotiation of SAG after contract will add significant costs to our bottom line going forward. Some of those costs have yet to be fully actually ascertained. You will note too, if you're a regular listener, that Tom Hartman has joined us and is in broadcasting in the mornings in place of Sonali Kohatkar, who is on parental leave until June, at which time she will return. We have listed a bunch of stuff that's coming up over the next week or so, in fact in some cases into March, so that list is just there for your information. Other stuff that has been happening around the place includes, I want to just pay tribute to the archives, to the Pacifica Radio Archives, who put together a stunning five-hour program for us for broadcast on Martin Luther King Day last month. And those speeches were absolutely inspiring and, the sort of thing you pull up in a car park and can't get out of the car for wanting to hear the end. And we've decided to do that again next year. Such was the positive response to that. And we are planning a full day, 24 hours of Spanish language programming on March the 25th, the 7th anniversary of the Immigrant Rights March in LA. So that 24 hours will begin on midnight on the 25th and finish at midnight on the 26th. Because just a couple of other just housekeeping things to do with engineering and operations, because we have expanded our local news coverage in the last few months, pressure on our newsroom edit booths and computers has become unmanageable in many cases. Our reporters are scrambling to find places to sit and type out their stories and do the editing. So I have approved the upgrade of one of our edit facilities at the station. We have two edit facilities on the producer's side of the building, one which is a fully equipped telephone and recording booth, the other one which is just an edit facility. From the end of February, that second one will also be a full recording and telephone interview able booth, so we will provide at least one more facility for those reporters and the producers to use. Otherwise, everything seems to be operating mostly smoothly. You'll see at the bottom of the report, total cash in bank at the moment is just under $250,000. Total payables at the time we wrote this report from the business office were $71,000. $31,000 of that went out the door yesterday as the final payment on the transmitter. And we are up to date, in fact, slightly overpaid on our central services payments. The reason we are overpaid is that National Office asked us for an advance last month to cover some bills that they had that they couldn't meet right then. So we have paid in advance for some of our central services costs. But otherwise, the only outstanding issue in terms of transmission is our Malibu booster. We are unable to mount our receive antenna on Saddle Peak anymore. The
Federal Aviation Authority, who owns the land where we were, had a change of personnel, and the person in charge of their real estate area now does not want us there. Mm-hmm. So we are negotiating with a landowner on Oak Mountain to mount a receive antenna there, from which we will mount a microwave link to our send antenna on the other side of the mountain, and if that all goes ahead, within the next 2 weeks we'll be broadcasting with booster signal through to Malibu once again, as we have been doing. And that's briefly the report. Thank you.
I don't think I normally do this. I have four questions, but the three are just about the Hartman Show. Is there any indication that the program has increased listenership? Do we pay for it? And if will you reschedule it when Sonali returns?
There are no hard numbers that I can give you, Tim. Again, even if there were, I would have to put a caveat on that this body has instructed us not to place any real value on ARPA funds until they can sort out their issues with communities of color with scavengers.
Well, there's not on any indication.
Anecdotally, yeah, it's very strong. The response is very positive. People have said that they're turning their friends onto it. Whether we see that turn up in numbers has yet to be ascertained. The second question, not does it cost us anything. Third question, yes, it is planned that if we do get a positive response that maintains for these next 4 to 5 months, Tom will probably move back into the afternoon somewhere and yet to be decided position. It may be that we move something like Al Jazeera News out or something like that. One of those things that doesn't impact hugely on our local production. And Sonali will move back into an 8 o'clock position if she desires to do so.
Thank you. There's one follow-up question, if I might. I like going to Point Dune and Cannon Dune Road and the rock shop. And I love everything about Malibu. But why all this attention and effort to get a transmitter in an area where it's sparsely populated?
It used to be there.
We
recently had the permission to maintain our receive antenna withdrawn from it. What we're doing is reestablishing it.
I understand, but why are we dedicating so much resources? Let's say we lost it. So at this point in time, we're reacquiring it.
Yeah.
Why?
It's not a huge amount of resources. The antenna will cost us about $250. And we are negotiating a zero fee to actually mount it on farmland on Oak Mountain. And it is hoped that it will reach some of the Hollywood high rollers who actually live in Malibu.
Once again.
Okay, thank you.
Well, there's a lot of hands, so I'm going to try to get everything handed to you, keep them up. So my question to you, Bernard, is, one, thank you for posting the survey results from the election. My issue with that is that I hope the management doesn't take it too seriously, because it leads me to believe a couple of different things. One thing is that people who know about the election are a very limited population. Two is that not everybody submitted a ballot, so this can also be a very exclusive population that we're speaking to or getting results from. And three is that I did notice, because I went through all the from social media and a lot of the things that were included in the survey, and it seems as though a lot of people didn't like Spanish language programming, but then I saw some of the different stuff that seems that it's a very exclusive population who these surveys are coming from. Yes, thank you.
There's a few answers to that. One of them is that even with the rate of return of these surveys, between 11 and 1,200 people, you're still, on current audience numbers, looking at less than 1% of the listenership, less than 1% to start with. So you're not going to read a lot into that.
Right.
This is just for information. The other part of that is that of those less than 1% who returned the survey, only 200 of them decided they would buy an offer. So the only reason I said no doubt was so you would have an indication of what people were thinking. And sure, it's probably an exclusive group of people. I didn't read so much into that people didn't like the Spanish language programming. I read into it that a lot of people want the Spanish language programming to have its own station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, that's not saying like it. To my way of thinking anyway, but we need to tend to this always with the fact that it's a very small component of our listening audience. Last time we did look at Arbitrons, we were between 170,000 people in terms of weekly kids. If you look at 1,100 people, it's only just over 0.5%. So nobody's going to make any decisions based on that. I just want to give a statement.
So I have Rodrigo, Lauren, Kenzie, and John.
But you were asking them to give us the report on the what over the $25,000 that was the Heroes Award, and I didn't get the final results, you know, just an investigation that we told you to do. So that's one. And then another one is especially relations. You do have the power to make sure that we don't fail the election at least on the staff, because it was messed up by GM and or management team and supervisor, and this is for all of us. I mean, we cannot hire people like that so incompetent to do these things. So next time it should be okay, you know, to really develop a team to work. You cannot do it yourself with your team. There are people right here at the local station board that we can help, you know, to make sure that the next elections will have, you know, a good ending, not like the ones that we had. And another issue is, I don't know if that question is, like you said, was also in Spanish. One should answer for that. And the new motion that was approved by the National Board, is it being sent to all the staff and programmers at KPFK? Okay, thank you.
Rodrigo, yeah, I did report on that last year. That's a year ago. We had more than we could have offered.
Yeah, the final yeah. We asked people.
Yeah, and I did that.
Yeah, but didn't get it. I never got down on the final.
Well, I can't answer for that.
Well,
I did report to the spot.
Well, I want it.
All right, well, I'll take it out. It's a year old. I'll find it.
Huh?
I'll go back through all my records. It's now a year old, almost. The survey was not translated into Spanish. I'm trying to think what the second question was. The elections. I can't remember what you asked about the elections. It has to do with. Oh, and the other thing I can say is, in terms of staff, I am, as I said, Ken, I'm certainly a few of the staff make for this. And for some reason, the election supervisor decided that didn't happen. As to Victor Bourne, I think I'm just going to say that.
No, but it's finalized. It's the issue with the listeners. I think we raised that point the last time, is that, you know, you are providing a programming during the fund drive to a really elite, you know, group of people that are not really interested in what we do with the radio station, as a radio station that has a social context.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you're going. We're on elections a minute ago.
Yeah, well, that's part of the elections, you know. The thing is that people are not responding because they don't care, you know. A lot of people, I mean, they don't care. They don't even know what they're, you know, they want to get the premium just because they want to be, like, you know,
yeah,
much younger or whatever.
I think this is a good argument. I don't think we're going to get any of it. The fact of the matter is, we didn't make this before, the structure, but the listeners were interested in responding. There's not much more we could have done than go and knock on doors, put the thing in front of their face, and tell the pen and they're going to sit
silent. Well, everything, we always got column, you know, that's the thing, you know. So that's the thing.
I'm going to commend you for observing the prop motion. In regards to the Arbitron, and in regards to that company needs to make amends and needs to remedy its deficiencies when it comes to minority communities. I also, and I'm concerned about something else. I wish the bell stopped. Okay. I'm also concerned about something else. This petition that was presented by one of my constituents. I'm wondering, are you going to attempt to meet with them to resolve this? To readdress their grievances, because I really think this is
very concerning to me, and I hope that it gets addressed. You know, I'm not trying to put you on Front Street. I just, you know, want to ask that question. There's one of the listeners asked me to ask that question.
Okay, I've got to get the question. I think it's awesome.